Scutatio has been glorified from time immemorial. In the Puranas, as well as by the great avatars of Lord Hari, and by the great acharyas throughout history. We now hear the beautiful song of the sea. Here at Prabhascheta, three holy rivers all converge to meet one another within the sea. The river Saraswati, the river Hiranya, and the river Kapila. To bathe in this confluence at this holy place is considered most auspicious and purifying to the heart. And for those who take this bath with sincere devotion, the great blessing of the mercy of the Lord fills that person's life. We are now sitting at the holy shrine of Somnath. It is one of the 12 holy Jyotirlingas of the world. These Jyotirlingas are specially empowered, self-manifesting Swayambhu Murtis of Lord Shiva, who appeared to various devotees at various times through history. It is described that Soma, who was the presiding lord of the moon, he married the 27 daughters of Daksha. But he especially favored one particular of the name Rohini. And the others complained to Daksha that they were being neglected. He was warned on many occasions, but ultimately Daksha cursed him. That his health would deteriorate and that his effulgence would continue to wane. He begged forgiveness and he was given the instruction that not only would he be saved from this curse, but he would attain eternal, everlasting, auspicious benediction from the Lord if he came to this place called Prabhascheta and performed tapasya by daily bathing in the confluence of Saraswati, Hiranya, Kapila, where it meets the sea, and by worshipping Lord Shiva. He performed tapasya for 5,000 years, and Lord Shiva appeared to him, manifested the Swayambhu Murti. Shortly after that, Lord Brahma came and installed the Brahma Shila to cover the Jyotirlinga. This is what we see in the temple today. Therefore, this place is called Somnath. Lord Shiva, who is the Lord Soma, and great spiritual personalities for countless ages have come here to worship the beautiful form of Lord Shankar, who Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught is according to the conclusion of the Shastra, an expansion of Lord Hari, who appears as the supremest, greatest of all devotees. And devotees, with great humility and submission, they worship Lord Shiva in this mood, knowing that by his divine blessings, all impediments in the path of bhakti are removed, and pure devotion to Lord Sri Krishna becomes easy to attain. We are especially fortunate to be here today. It is Pandava Nirjali Kadasi. It is explained in the Padma Purana that Ekadasi is a very necessary tapasya for all devotees of Lord Sri Hari. Traditionally on Ekadasi, people do not eat grains or beans as a minimum tapasya. Others completely fast by only drinking water. And others will not even drink water. That is called Nirjali Kadasi. Some take the austerity, if they do eat, to only take once a day. But most important on this day of Ekadasi, we should always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. To increase the chanting of the holy name, to increase the satsang of the Vaishnavas, to increase hearing the glories of the Lord, reading the scriptures, and performing seva. This is the essence of Ekadasi. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that to observe such holy days as Ekadasi is to understand that such days are the mother of devotion for those who observe. The perfection and goal of life is to always think of Krishna. And to the degree we are concerned and thinking in terms of this body and maintaining and enjoying this body, to that extent we really cannot immerse our minds in thought of Krishna. So why do we fast? Why do we not shave? Why do we not wash our clothes on this day? For the purpose of utilizing all this energy to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Now the Pandavas, they would observe this Ekadasi. Every 11th day of the waning and waxing moon. But Bhima, he had a terribly difficult time trying to fast for 24 hours. The Ekadasi fast is generally from midnight until, actually, a day according to the Vedic system is from sunrise to sunrise. So the midnight before the sunrise up until the next day's sunrise is considered Ekadasi fast. Now, Bhima, another name is Vrikodhar. Vrika means a wolf, a hungry wolf. And Udhara means the belly. So Vrikodhara means that his hunger was like a wolf. And you know the story when he was exiled from the forest into the forest along with his brothers and Draupadi. The five Pandavas and Draupadi, that means six of them, when they would beg alms for food, they would bring back whatever there was, and they would divide it in half. Bhima would eat half, and the other five would eat the other half. And the other five, Draupadi, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, and Yudhisthira, were satisfied. But Bhima was never satisfied. Srila Prabhupada used to say that if you want to eat like Bhima, then you have to be willing to manifest Herculean strength of hard work like Bhima. He was so powerful that in the battle of Kurukshetra, with his bare fists, he was destroying not only multitudes of soldiers, but powerful elephants. Anyways, Bhima was very fond of eating prasad. When they were at Ekachakra with Kunti, after the house of Arnataka was burnt down, at that time, the demon Bakasura, he was threatening the village. And once every fortnight, one of the children of the village, one of the sons of the villagers, would bring a big, big, big wagon of prasad to Bakasura. And then Bakasura would not only eat the wagon, but he also eat the driver. But when Kunti volunteered Bhima, he was very happy, because he would never get enough prasad. So he ate the entire wagon. He was very happy. And then he killed Bakasura. So anyways, when Bhima was asked to fast every Ekadasi, it was very difficult for him. So he prayed to Lord Sri Krishna to give him the benediction that he wouldn't have to fast on Ekadasi. So Krishna said, all right, you just fast on one Ekadasi a year. But on this Ekadasi, you do not take any food or any water. And if you do that, you get the credit of following all other Ekadasis perfectly. So on that day, Bhima, he somehow or other, sometimes he would just lay in the river Ganges to keep cool, but he would observe this fast. And the benediction was given to all that for those who follow Ekadasi but who accidentally commit some mistake, they will get the same benediction of Bhima. That if they fast without even drinking water on this day, they will get credit for perfectly observing all Ekadasis throughout the year. Of course, if we purposely do not follow even the basic principles of Ekadasi, that cheating will not be excused. We will not get the benefits. So therefore, this day of Pandava Nirjali Ekadasi is considered most important of Ekadasis. And to be here in this holy land, in the morning we were at Dwarka Dham. This evening we are at Prabhas Chaitra. It is really the great, great mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna.